Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. The Lord has been speaking a phrase to me, keep yourself in the love of God. Today I ask all of our staff to listen as I shared what I had on my heart. It will be here today and the rest of this week. I want you to hear it and I want you to have it.
Over and over in my spirit, I heard, keep yourself in the love of God. Keep yourself in the love of God. I heard that last night until I went to sleep. Hearing it over and over and over. And that is the scripture that the young man said he saw as the key. So here, Jude 17. Jude was the brother of Jesus, you know, grew up in the same home with him. Jude, down through verse 16, he's talking about some really bad guys. In fact, we don't even know if they're human or demons or what, but he said they're going to be around in the last days. And so he talked about all of them. But then he starts talking about us in verse 17. So let's read that. But, beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time. These guys are coming along. Who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But you, beloved, hear how you to do in the last days. We talk about last day stuff here. We're talking about 2014 and Jesus coming soon time. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's what we were talking about last week. And then here's the key that he saw. Praying in the Holy Ghost helps you to keep yourself in the love of God. And everything has to do with love. Everything works by love. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now, it is good to keep yourself praying, you know, but that's not what this word keep means. This word keep means it's the Greek word tereo, and it means guard. To guard from loss or injury, properly by keeping your eye upon. This word keep means to guard. This is Strong's definition. From loss or injury, properly by keeping the eye upon. Keep yourself from loss or injury by keeping your eye on yourself. Keep yourselves in the love of God. And then I put Adam down here, Genesis 2:15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. That doesn't mean that he just goes out and dusts the roses. That word too doesn't mean that at all. This is the Hebrew word, shamar. It properly means to hedge about as with thorns. In other words, to guard, to protect, to attend to be aware, to be circumspect, take heed, keep, mark, look narrowly, observe, preserve, regard, reserve, save, sure, wait, watch. When God told Adam to keep the garden, that means there's something to keep it from. When he said guard the garden, that means there's something to guard the garden from. Someone is trying to get in there and cause you loss. It's sad to say, but he did get in and he caused them loss. So you can see in that word keep is also used in Genesis 3:24. So he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. To guard it. To keep it out. When I was first working for Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, I saw some of these truths that I'm going to talk about to you today. I saw that I had to keep my garden. And my garden was consisting of four little kids and my husband and my house. And I saw that I had to keep Satan out of there. Adam was in the crosshairs of Satan. He knew that if he could get him off guard, Satan thought he could keep God's word from coming to pass, which said, "Let us make man in our image and let them have dominion over the works of our hands." He thought he could stop that. And so he had in his crosshairs Adam, and you know what happened. But you are in the crosshairs of Satan. Every one of you. And me. And if you're a part of any ministry that's doing anything for God, it's in the crosshairs. Crosshairs of Satan. He wants to cause you loss. He wants to cause you injury. He wants to rob from you. He'll kill you if he can. If he can't kill you, he'll make you sick. I'm not here to scare you, but I'm here to tell you what is the truth. Because God doesn't change, neither does Satan. Satan didn't change since the Garden of Eden, same modus operandi. But you've got the same charge Adam did. Keep yourself. Keep yourself. Keep yourself in the love of God. You keep yourself in the love of God. Keep an eye on yourself to see that you're walking in love. Wigglesworth said, "There is a place in God that Satan dare not come." Sister Woodworth Edder said, "What the church needs is more committees. Committees of one. To keep an eye on oneself. To keep an eye on yourself. To see that you are walking in love at all times." If you keep an eye on yourself, you don't have to keep an eye on the one across the aisle. Do not be thinking, "Aha, there's so-and-so across the aisle, and she's talking to him. She's talking to her." I am, but I'm talking to you too. And I'm talking to me. Bless the Lord. Keep yourself in the love of God. Margaret Court, I was with her in Israel. She's the number one tennis player in all the world. She's a legend. She's won more Grand Slams than any other person. And Margaret was telling me that she had this dream, so I asked her to write it up. This is the dream. "Some 15 years ago, I had a dream. I have shared it many times. The full dream was I was sitting in heaven laughing. And I said, 'Lord, why can't it be like this on earth?' She said everybody was just loving each other and everything was so great. I looked down and I saw all these pastors looking across at one another. The competition was worse than on the tennis circuit. Instead of looking out at the city and its souls, they were looking in. They were looking at each other. Jesus said, 'The only reason you are here in heaven is because of my name. Not because you are a faith movement or an Assemblies of God movement or a Baptist movement or any other movement. You will never agree on doctrines, but come together on my name. The devil hates it when God's five fools stand together. So I say now, one day we will all be in heaven together and we will look at one another and say, 'Why didn't we get it together on earth and take our cities and our nations for Jesus?' If we would only do that. If every church in Branson would do that." Yeah. Let's say every church in Tulsa. I'm associated with these cities. Mm-hmm. Every church in Collinsville would just love each other. They could take the whole town. It would take the whole city. We're never going to agree on all of our doctrines. Almost everybody is mixed up but me. H- Hannah pointed a finger at me and said, that was wrong to say that. And then I put down here, faith works by love, period. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision avails anything nor uncircumcision, but faith works by love. Before we go to the next part, which is going to be how to do it, how to walk in love, I want to tell you that I know things are going to get tougher. More demons are going to be released. It is written. Satan is fighting for his survival. And Brother Hagin told me one time, he said he's going to do everything in his power to stop Jesus coming. He's going to do everything in his power to kill you. But his power is not as big as our power. His power is not as big as the Holy Ghost. His power is not as big as faith. But if there's one thing about Satan, he knows it's all legal. Maybe you don't like that word legal, but it's legal. Maybe you don't like the word law, but there's law. And they are the laws of God, and they are the laws of faith. Terry, the Lord, he was complaining. Terry was. If I be the Lord, I wouldn't have answered him at all. But God is merciful. And besides, God wanted to get Isaac to us. So he told to Terry, Terry was believing for a wife, but it wasn't working out. And he said, I must be doing something wrong, or your laws don't work, faith doesn't work, whatever. God woke him up 3 o'clock in the nighttime. He said, my laws work so well, they keep my children from getting what I want them to have. What do you mean? The law of faith. Faith works by love. God wants you to have everything he promised you, but if you won't walk in love, your faith won't work. Don't ask me to agree with you if you're not going to walk in love, because your agreement ain't going to count 2 cents. I'm sorry to tell you that, but that's how it is. I want my faith working. I hope I'm not walking too harsh on them today, Lord. I think we got to get over it. I think we've been hearing about love. We all know about love. We're going to have to come down to the brass tacks and do it. Because if you don't do it, he's going to knock you off. Well, you go to heaven when you die, all right. And don't be judging other people why they went. You got one committee person to walk over. Keep yourself in the love of God.
Shalom. What we gave today, what I shared with you today, is a part of something the Lord laid on my heart with the phrase, keep yourself in the love of God. I called all my staff together, every place where they are. We gave it on the Wednesday broadcast. You actually can get it on the archives. Watch the archives. June 18, 2014. But we're going to put it into CD and DVD for you who don't maybe do internet. And just ask for Keep Yourself in the Love of God. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. It's $5. Shalom.